I think the most important questions which we can have on the spiritual path is, or are, when is my experience real? When do I make substantial insights that can carry me even through troubled times? In other words, we look for substantial and a very, very real connection with Krishna and an experience of the Lord. Now the Damodar Leela, which took place in this month, gives a very nice message to and answer to this question. First of all, Krishna has many names, and one of them is Durdurdara, one who remains unknown even to great yogis. Yogis try to realize him, they chase after him with the speed of the mind, but they can't reach the Lord always. When Mother Yashoda ran after Krishna, Krishna did not agree to be caught. He thought, I have so many important things to do, like stealing butter, etc. Means relating to his devotees in love, that I can't really be bound up. That is not good. So he ran and ran and ran. And even when he finally agreed to be caught, because he saw the sweat drops from the tremendous effort which Mother Yashoda had made to catch him, even then he wanted to spell out a message to all of his devotees. Remember, Mother Yashoda tried to bind him when she finally caught him, but the rope always remained 2 fingers too short. One finger represents effort, the other Krishna's mercy. Yes, when we do our effort, that is something which we can do, the rope will always be too short. But when Krishna agrees to give his mercy, he and the devotee come together. He appears in the heart of the devotee. Now, what does it mean to get Krishna's mercy? Or to ask it in a better way, when feels Krishna inclined to give his mercy? We already have to cancel out effort. Although he wants to see our effort, effort cannot conquer him. There's one thing which reaches his heart, though, and that is longing for his mercy. In a way, longing so much for his mercy that this blends out other desires, other longings, and puts this one project in the center of the attention. I want divine grace. I want an investment from above. That's why in our songbooks you find the great acharyas singing songs of longing, singing songs of utkanta, sincere hankering after the not yet attained perfection. This is what will imbue your practice with even more life, the longing. And it is this longing which will reach Krishna's heart and conquer him.